It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. Hello and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Survivor News Edition, episode 148. Where are the votes? I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and thank you for tuning in this week. If you could be so kind to ensure that you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it is that podcasts are available, hit subscribe, write your baby boy a review, and give me some 5 stars. Ooh, did y'all see that episode? Did y'all see that episode? Okay, listen, so much to unpack between the challenge, between the tribal, between where is Daniel? Water bottle. Okay. Wendell and I are breaking it all down on this week's Purple Pants Podcast, episode 148. Where are the votes? So listen, without further ado, let's get into your Survivor news. And we are back this week with your Survivor news. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week. If you could be so kind to ensure that you are subscribed to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube page, hit subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. And let your baby boy know what's going on. I am joined this week by none other than my annoying. And when I say annoying, I mean very much annoying best friend that is the Wendell to the Holland. He is the winner of Ghost Island. He has multiple shows on HGTV, Hot Mess House, Wendell Holland. Hello, Wendell. How are you?
We out here. What's up, Perp?
But real quick, we just need to address the fans. Jack Atkins, the Jack Hive, the Jack Set, the Jack Shack, the Jack Sleeve, Jack, the baby boy is not here this week. Jack is in college and he is on his spring break. So baby boy is out somewhere wetting his whistle, living his best life. So Jack will be with us next week. So the baby boys, that is Wendeezy and Bryce, are holding it down for the Survivor News. I'm excited to be back for Survivor News because baby of season 42, this has been the episode of the episode. Before we get into the episode, I do have a question for you, Wendeezy.
Good episode. What you got for me? What's going on? I got a question for you, Wendeezy. What's going on April 6th?
Ah, how you know I was about to get there?
You love your shameless plugs. April 6th, Bryce and Wen present The District. We are having a Survivor 42 watch party in D.C. at Proper 21K. It's going to be a great event. We just announced.
Who's coming? Who coming?
Oh, my goodness.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Who's not coming? We have the one and only queen, the two-time winner herself, Sandra Diaz-Twine is coming. Oh. We got Liana coming.
Oh.
We have the one and only Natalie Cole coming.
Can I borrow your jacket? Well, actually, before
your jacket.
We even continue.
We have the one and only from Big Brother. We have Angela Rockstar coming.
Oh.
We also have from The Challenge and The Challenge All-Stars, the OG, the vet, the one and only Ayana from Real World Challenge. She's going to be in the building.
Hey.
Who else do we have?
We got, should we say? We should say.
Who?
It's given very much Fair Play.
Oh, Johnny Fair Play is going to be in the building. I didn't know. You're now. This is a new one to me, Bryce.
Oh, you know, I got connections all over the world.
But we are also bringing the one and only from my season.
Oh,
the fourth place finisher, the one and only Angela from Ghost Island.
Yes. We are excited. The Bryce and Wynn present the tour continues. The tickets are available. Click the link in Wendell's bio. Click the link in my bio or go to the Bryce and Wynn present Instagram and click the link in that bio. I also have a question for you, Wendell.
What you got for me, Perp?
Why I feel so comfortable all the way?
Whoa. Excuse me. Go on.
Yeah, you keep that whistle because you're going to blow it. Why do I feel so comfortable in your underwear? No, but really, I wanted to tell you this before we started recording. They are so comfortable. Thank you.
Okay, for the listeners.
So, long, long, long time ago, I used to not steal, but I happened to borrow some of Wendeezy's underwear. Listen, he won $1 million. Listen, I get my underwear from the H&M, the TJ Maxx, those type of places. Okay. So I used to be at Wendell House. I was like, oh my God, let me borrow some of these. So
in Philly, we call that a freak ball.
Oh.
Go ahead, freak ball.
Blow the whistle. But anyway, I was gifted some of Wendeezy's used undies. And listen, they are comfy. They don't ride up on you. They give you room to breathe. Listen, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Get me off of this podcast. For all the listeners, okay, I'm going to keep it real with you. Sometimes I declutter. And when I declutter, I get rid of like a lot of my clothes, and I put them in a bag, and I let Bryce get first dibs on my clothes. And I guess in this case, I was getting rid of some drawers that I don't.
But why do you give me first dibs on your clothes?
Because I used to wear baggy clothes, and you're a lot bigger than me.
Don't do that, because now you're trying to say I'm big. No, here's the thing, though. I am big on gifts, and I'm a big gifter, so I am always so surprised when people gift me things. So although they are Wendeezy's leftovers, there has not been a time, I call it the Wendeezy unboxing. So there has not been a time that Wendeezy has not unboxed me things that he has not seen me actively like incorporate into my everyday wardrobe.
It's all over your Instagram, don't do bad, actually. Don't
do bad. But anyway, but thanks for the undies. I appreciate it. So,
okay. And now that we're already 20 minutes in and you wanted us to do a fast podcast,
this episode, it's a lot to unpack. So listen, as our moderator, Wendeezy is here, let's get into it.
Okay. So we start off on the Taku, the Orange Tribe's beach, where they just came back from tribal. It's actually like the next morning, and Marianne is ready to go find some, go look for idols. And of course, she finds the Beware Advantage.
The one thing that I will say about Marianne going to look for an idol, she made it a group activity.
That's a smart tactic, actually. Wow, good call. Yeah. She finds it with Omar.
Shout out the baby boy. She's at the Mazar.
It's Omar. Omar. Not Omar,
I
right?
I said Omar.
No, I was just correcting myself.
Yes.
Even though you didn't say it. So she finds it with Omar, and she wants to take the risk. It's a Beware Advantage that can, you know, turn into an idol. And of course, she has to say another one of these silly sayings.
And what is the silly saying this time?
The silly saying is, it's another classic case of the bunny rabbit having dinner in the mailbox.
Oh.
Who do you think makes these up?
It's definitely not Jeff.
Definitely not. No, it's probably okay. Probably some of the, I don't know.
Here is the thing that I will say is that from season 41, when they first started doing this, thought it was ridiculous. I'm like, who's going to do all of that? However, I feel like the character, the player that is Marianne, if anyone will be able to pull something off like that, it's Marianne.
Okay. Do you not think that a guy like Brad from last season would be able to do that?
Oh, if the broccoli is Forrest. that are endangered.
My hair looks like broccoli. It's like a little forest. So Marianne finds her beware advantage, and she says she can't. She reads that she cannot vote until it's unlocked, to which she says, fudge, and then shiz.
Shiz. Also, both of those words have been added to my vocabulary. Here's the thing, and I said this last season. If I'm playing and I find the beware challenge and it says beware, I'm putting it back. I don't want it.
I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
And they wouldn't want you on the show to do that because they want to cast players that want to take the risk.
No. Well, taking the risk always doesn't pay off.
And then we get on to the Vati tribe, the green tribe.
Hey.
We have your boy Daniel. He is on the Vati tribe looking around. He can't find his shoes. His man can't find anything.
His water bottle.
Lydia and High are like, he loses all his stuff. High's like, his water bottle, his shoes, his shoulder.
Now, when he said his shoulder, I died. I'm like, okay, we like High, not you losing your shoulder.
That's something you would say. This is High has an episode tonight. This is his episode. But I guess I was liking Daniel, like seeing how he was, you know, operating the last couple episodes. This wasn't the best episode for him. Still like him.
This is what I will say, though. I like this episode because I thought through and through he showed his quirkiness. He showed this like unapologetically himself. And I felt like I saw a lot of Bryce Isaiah-isms in him.
Daniel?
Yes. I don't lose a lot of things, but I am like, as quiet as it's kept, I am very awkward.
Wait a minute. You get a ding. You, Bryce Isaiah, you're awkward?
You know, like, I feel like some of the listeners don't know like the full ramification of a Bryce Isaiah, but like in certain situations, words matter. I am very like weird and awkward. Like the other day, Wendell took me to the gym because he was like, I gotta get in shape because I guess he calling me a little chunky. Okay, but that's fine. And like where Wendell is showing me the exercises and I'm like, well, why would you do it? Why don't it look the same when I'm doing it?
Yeah. Why can't you just follow? Like, this is like a bench press. Why can't you just do that motion?
So what was my bench press?
You're just awkward. You're like, oh, do I start here? Do I start? Like,
I ask questions.
Yes, you're right.
Because I know that I'm like, and so that's the thing with me and Daniel that I feel like it's a connection. Like, I understand him, like, leaving his water bottle, leaving his shoes. Now, what I don't understand is... you leave okay. A clue.
Mm-hmm. So Daniel asks Mike, hey, I just need to reread the idol parchment again that you already showed me before. Mike's like, all right, take it. Daniel walks away with it.
Before he walk away, where he put it?
Did he put it there on the walk?
He put it there on the walk. No, he put it there on the walk, the way back, on the lost, and the come up.
He receives this from Mike, and as he receives it, it goes right in his drawers.
It goes right in the Wendy'sy draw box. Now, y'all know me. I am a person that I experience. Some people experience through sight. Some people experience through sound. I experience.
You're either going to say smell or taste. I hope it's neither, but go on.
It's not taste, but it's smell. Like, I'm after all of that, I am curious as to know what the parchment smells like. What would you think? What? If you had to describe the smell of the parchment, Wendy's, what would it be?
They call that essence.
What's the essence given?
I have no idea, Bryce. I have no idea. So yes,
good Daniel way to takes pivot. The
Daniel takes the parchment. He goes, he rereads it, and then
what does he discover on the reread?
You tell me. What's he discover?
He discovers that if they get rid of Mike, or if they get rid of anyone that has the idol, it's still in play.
Exactly. So it wouldn't benefit them to get rid of Mike. So he comes back to return the idol to Mike. And what does he give him? Like just one piece of parchment? No idol, no other parchment?
No under parchment. Mike can't smell it. Nothing. Okay.
No under parchment. Right. So Daniel comes back. I'm surprised he still has his actual clothing on because he left so much stuff. And how do you leave? Like your water bottle is literally this big. How do you leave this? I think Daniel is so caught up in playing in being on this Survivor Island that he's like not even forgetting things. The man is brilliant. He went to Yale Law. The man is brilliant. But this sometimes shows that all of those smarts don't always translate. They don't always translate. He's still a great character, but man, oh man, he gave us some moments in this episode.
This is what I will say is that I think that there are a lot of like fourth quarter quarterbacks that watch the show that, you know, I have the honor of saying that I played and some people like criticize me on how I played, but there is a difference. I don't know how I can stress this as to when you are out there. Like it's not how it seems on TV. Like you are really out there.
Yeah, you really are. You're out there. And it takes some people that acclimate right away to being out there, to having cameras in front of them, to being around strange people. Those people are going to get out there and play a better game. It's not for everybody. So your boy Daniel comes back to Mike. He gives him one third of what he should give him. Mike's like, bro, where's the parchment with the instructions? Where is my idol? And then they both walk back to where Daniel tucked himself away to read. And they find the parchment, the idol, and Daniel's water bottle, which he left. They don't have food on the island. They only literally have water. And this is something that Daniel lost. That's our guy.
For me, it just tells me how invested he is in the game. And he's in the moment. And I respect that. I respect it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I respect it too. Then we have a good commercial.
Oh.
And then we're right back, to the challenge.
I'm sorry. Sorry. We just got to acknowledge just the fact that Wendell has in the notes.
Thorough.
Commercial.
Okay, I'm gonna stop noting the commercials. I just want
thank
to
you
that your boy.
Listen, everybody that's on YouTube, please let us know if Wendell needs to stop noting the commercial. Let us know.
Okay, let us know. All right, and because Bryce said we got to keep it under an hour, we're already at like 30 minutes. Let's get right into the challenge. No commercial break here, folks. As soon as they touch the mat, Marianne finds a way to recite her phrase. Mike pauses to think like, all right, am I going to hear another phrase? He doesn't hear another phrase, so he decides not to recite his phrase.
How smart is that? Because if I were out there, I would have said my phrase. And again, what I love about this being 42 is that we've seen some of these idols. We've seen some of this gameplay on 41 and we see how it worked out. We've seen when Xander said his, Brad said his, but there was never a third one said. So I think that it is so smart of Mike not to reveal that he has the idol. But I also feel like it is Daniel and Chanel in his ear that last episode told him he shouldn't say it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this was Mike's original idea, but whoever's idea it was a good idea. I will also say about these twists and how they carry the things from 41 to 42. I like seeing how this whole different season of people, how they are using the twists and how, you know, some people were mad at so many extra votes last season or what have you. And this time, this season, it's like, man, everybody's losing their votes. Listen, with the same type of twists.
It's, for me, it's amazing. So if you were Mike out there, Wendell, and you heard Marianne say hers, would you have said yours? We already know the answer, but go ahead.
Yeah, you guys know that I would wait
to
hear somebody else say it before putting my stuff out there. But what I would do is I would look at her.
Oh. Look into the camera as to how you would look at Marianne. Yeah, turn it
around. Say her phrase. Say her phrase.
I don't know about these bunnies that have dinner in the mailbox.
How'd I do?
Horrible. Horrible.
That was great. I give it a little look, and then I get right back. Okay. Lock right back in. So Then we get into this challenge.
Oh, Jesus. Rock the boat, work the middle. Jonathan, what? Save us. Change positions
new
on
position,
us.
New position. Stroke it for me, Jonathan.
Oh, sorry.
That is not a lyric to the song.
Sorry. Rest in peace, Aaliyah.
R.I.P. And we will never change your lyrics ever again when singing Rock the Boat.
But if Jonathan could, stroke it for me.
Somebody get me off this podcast. This is why Jack left.
He's on spring break.
Spring break doesn't last 3 months. He's going to say no.
Here's the thing.
So anyway.
How much do you want to bet that Jack's got his buffs on his arm?
At spring break.
Hey, guys. I'm Jack Atkins.
You want to see my buffs?
I can't.
All right. So we get into this challenge. This challenge is a lot. It's a water challenge. It starts in the water. You got to dive down off of a platform, retrieve a ladder that's tied down somehow, some way, bring the ladder halfway through the water, prop it up in the water, climb up, grab a key or something, run up onto the beach, use the ladder again, grab something else. And then you got to sink some sandbags at the end, right?
Money.
So we have
Mother Nature had other plans.
Did Mother Nature ever? The waves were going like they were on the platforms and those things were rocking the boat.
They had them change positions on me. Stroke it for me, Jonathan.
Sorry. Fine, we need a new song. They were swag surfing.
They were giving drowning and smurfing. Okay.
I'm drowning and smurfing.
When that ladder was on top of Rox Roy, okay? Rox Roy's like, help me!
Poor man.
Also, if anyone has ever seen the movie Aquaman,
go ahead and talk about your boy.
We now know Aquaman exists. His name, I'm just kidding. I feel like the aqua is filling up inside of me. Okay. His name.
Mm-hmm.
Say my name. If no one is around you, say Jonathan. I'm moist. Baby.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. Listen, the waves would have had to been at least 9 feet tall. What I'm trying to figure out is how in the hell is Jonathan just standing there?
With a ladder.
Then Omar started drifting apart. Jonathan grabbed Omar, and threw him.
You're coming with me. Get over here.
If I could have traded places.
Oh, my God.
Throw me around.
Yeah, so they all jump in the water, and everyone's basically not having an easy time in the water.
Not at all.
But Aquaman, Jonathan is just grabs the ladder.
Last season with Xander, I wish I could have been a bench. This season, call me a ladder, baby. Call me a ladder. Climb it. Hold me. I'm just saying. I'm just confused as to how the other tribes were literally, in my opinion, dying. I am like, as a former player of Survivor, and this might be something that is like
You played?
Don't do that. In every water challenge, there is a team of, I don't know what you want to call them, experts or team of like a dive team to the left and to the right that are at any moment, like we've seen it with Game Changers with Tasha. They will dive in, save you. So I am like, oh my God, where is the dive team? Like, what is going on? Like, because in my opinion, the other tribe is literally getting ready to die. What I am confused at is how Jonathan is just, you know, the Lauryn Hill song, Zion.
Now the joy.
Marching. Because I'm like, Jonathan just walking. Like, I am like, yeah. How are you doing that?
Because he's Aquaman.
And why are my pants wet? I don't know.
I don't know either why your pants are wet. But anyway, nonetheless, Jonathan single-handedly does the thing for him and his tribe. Ooh. They win the challenge already. And now the other two tribes are fighting for second place because two tribes get immunity. And they're still in the water. And Jeff is like, you know what? I've seen enough. Guys, the water's too dangerous. Clearly, y'all can't get your stuff together. Bring it in. Come on up. Starts them on the sand instead of, you know, having them complete the water portion. And then, you know, says ready, go. And they have to start from the sand.
So I have a question for you because, you know, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram was in arms about this. And we all know that you are a loyal survivor, loyalist and fan. What is your thoughts of like Jeff calling it in? And not like letting it play out.
So I think it was the right choice. First of all, Jeff is aging rather gracefully. And Jeff ain't trying to be out there all day.
Jeff's shorts was wet, though. When we were watching the episode, I'm like, did Jeff jump in? Why is Jeff's shorts wet?
Jeff's a real one. He gets in the mix, but Jeff saw that water. He saw Roxbury get smacked with the ladder.
Help!
He's like, wait, Roxbury's supposed to be the second strongest guy out there, and this guy can't do nothing. All right, you know what? I'm calling it in. So I get the, you know, survivor, whatever people
that are
like. But
safety comes first, though. Safety comes first, and I think that was a great call.
Agreed. So anyway, he brings the because at this point, both tribes that are still in it they're at a standstill in the water. So he can give both of them this advantage by bringing them in to start at the sand. So I don't think that hurt either of the teams. And yeah.
We see they get to the mat, they untie it, they got the sandbags. But what I am confused at is that, again, I've never had the opportunity to play a challenge like that. But I do know enough about enough that if I am throwing something, do I have anything to throw? I do. I am throwing something that does not count. I'm going to, like, throw it. I seen people, like, shooting it. I'm like, right. Drea, Chanel, what y'all doing? Do you agree, as somebody that is a quote unquote basketball star?
A hooper. I'm a hooper. Now, so here's the thing.
Okay.
Chanel is a friend of the show.
We love Chanel over here.
That's our sis. One might venture to say that this might turn into the Chanel Stan podcast. If Bryce keeps acting up, we will change it to the Chanel Stan podcast. Anyway, that being said, I think Drea was doing the underhand toss, but I think Chanel got into her basketball bag and started shooting some buckets.
It was giving JD money vibes.
It was giving JD money vibes because in this challenge with such a small rock, I guess, with such a small basketball, you don't have that. You can't sink this kind of a shot.
Yeah, it's got to be delicately like.
Yeah, you toss it. You do a little toss.
Oh.
You do a little toss. You don't shoot it, but I know y'all see that form.
We don't.
Sorry. Let me see your form. Let me see your form.
Sorry, I was thinking about tossing, and then Jonathan came to mind. So that it's not.
Okay, so anyway.
Also, shout out to Chanel. We got her Chanel season 42 shirt on this episode because we support the queens.
Yes, and she did land one of the shots. So respect to our girl Chanel. The episode turns a little bit for her, and we'll get to that. But again, we love our girl Chanel. But anyway, Drea sinks one also.
Boom.
That's another one of our peeps. And ultimately, the blue tribe beats the orange tribe. And the blue is the, what is their name?
Is it Vati?
Ika.
Ika.
Ika beats the Vati tribe. After that, the orange tribe,
Jonathan,
is to.
Sorry.
The Taku tribe is to send someone to this Shipwheel Island. From the Vati tribe. Who do they pick? Our girl Chanel. Okay. And then they are given another opportunity to pick another person to send over from either Ika or from Taku. And they decide to send.
The animal specialist.
Omer?
Yes.
The animal specialist.
We love Omer. Here on the Purple Pants podcast. So they go on their boat. I would be, and again.
There was a commercial. Go on.
I'm sorry for the podcast listeners. The fact that Wendell had to put that in there. Again, if you are listening on the podcast or you're listening on YouTube, please let us know if we need to tell Wendell to take out the fact that they're actually, like, I could just see him now like, okay, a commercial break. I'll put that in. So when I'm talking on the podcast.
Is that how it sounds?
Yes.
Bryce. Okay. Keep that energy next time I see you.
Oh. Ain't nobody scared.
I know that you can't fight.
Wendell, who left a black and blue mark on somebody's arm?
I left multiple black and blue marks on your arms. You learned your lesson. This was maybe like 3 years ago
now.
That
is true. That is true.
Okay. Are you done?
Story of a story, because you know on the Purple Pants Podcast Survivor News, we got stories for days. So Wendell and I, we went to some event. Baby Boy.
Was it a performance of Joey's?
It might have been a performance.
Were you a little too litty? Was Drewby Blazington there? Did y'all get in a fight? But then you
that's the story of the Baby Boys.
Me? Oh, sorry.
So might have left my keys at the bar.
Milk Boy?
Yes. We got back to Wendell's house. Don't have my keys because Wendell trying to kick me out. I'm like, I can't go. I don't have my keys. My keys were at the bar. Wendell came up with the bright idea that I sent an Uber to the location. But now, do you know they have like Uber packages now?
This was before that.
Somebody give my main man a coin because I definitely sent the Uber to pick up my keys. And in the meantime,
you call the venue.
I did not get in a fight with the venue. So Wendell called the venue for me to get my keys. Now, the story is
that
when Joey heard of the story, they're like, I don't know who called for the keys, but they were like very rude and very nasty and so rude. So rude and so nasty.
You sound like somebody.
That definitely was not me. Honestly, like the way that they're describing the story and from how I hear the story, because I don't remember much of this. How would I have been able to call?
Because I called and handed you the phone and you yelled at them.
So anyway, while we are waiting for my keys to get delivered to me, as Wendell's trying to kick me out, I'm like, well, if you want to kick me out, you got to push me out. So Wendell, boom, hits me on the shoulder. And I'm like, okay, well, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you. So this goes on for about 10 minutes of just a game of boom.
No.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
No.
Baby, all I know is I wake up next morning.
And what happened? You send me pictures of your black and blue arms.
My arm was black and blue. That's abuse.
Shouldn't have been talking.
Anyway.
Back to the story.
And Chanel take the trek up Trek Mountain. us as viewers, we know what this is giving. They're going to have a choice. Oh,
and okay. they kind of know that, you know, they can walk away with something. They got to communicate with one another because this isn't the first trip to that island. Who went? Jenny went before.
Jenny,
Marianne. And who else?
Was it Tori?
Well, three people went previously. And so now they're going, knowing that they're going to have to make some kind of decision.
And Chanel is very clear saying, we're going to tribal. I cannot risk a vote. And O is saying, I feel like Chanel is very true to her word. And like, I don't want to do anything to mess Chanel up. Now, I am watching this at Wendell's home, and Wendell very clearly is like, they're both going to risk it. I'm like, no, they're having a, like, and so for me, and again, what I love about being a viewer of Survivor is that, like, in this moment, I'm saying, I'm in my mind aligning with Chanel, like, I'm not going to risk my vote. I'm not going to risk my vote. And Omar is like, well, I don't want to do anything to hurt you. But the one thing that Wendell, what you said was like, they're not having the right conversation.
Because I guess they don't know what they're going to encounter. They don't know. They just both know, like, hey, Chanel's like, I need this vote for tonight. It's important. Omar's like, yeah, okay. And they get there and they didn't understand the dilemma. The
assignment.
They didn't understand the assignment. They didn't walk in with the right homework done for the assignment.
So although Chanel is my girl, I will say that no, like I love Chanel and I know what it's like to be on the island. What I will say is I don't think that I would have risked it. And what I can say is for O is that I can understand why he would risk it because she has said to him, I will not risk it because I'm going to tribal and I need my vote. However, on that same token, because words matter, and although Chanel has said to him, I don't want to risk my vote, and he said to her, I don't want to do anything that would like jeopardize this connection, I also could see Chanel being like, well, it's Survivor. Go big or go home.
So one of them said, let's both walk away with something if we can, when they were up at the summit. So then you separate and you get to this spot where you haven't truly communicated to the other person exactly what would happen when you're in the position. And though Chanel clearly said, I cannot risk my vote tonight. So it's like, all right, that means when you get there,
don't risk it.
You should not risk your vote.
Also, but here's the thing though.
In the heat of the moment.
In the heat of the moment. Oh, I just think about the heat of the moment, me and Jonathan. But I mean, that just took you somewhere else. Ooh. Aquaman, somewhere Aquaman. Else too.
In the heat of the moment, ooh. Chanel's probably like, all right, well,
let me try
it. Cool with Omar. So you know what? We out here playing Survivor. Let's play Survivor. Risk it. Broom. Omar's like, all right, well, I mean, she ain't going to risk it because, you know, she needs her vote.
Risk it. Baby.
Now,
baby.
Neither one of them knows what the other one did. They just have to wait until they step into a voting booth, which for Chanel is tonight. For Omar, we don't know when it's
we don't know when it will be. So here's another thing. Back at the Vati tribe, Lydia and Daniel go off. And they very clearly say, it's Jenny. And I'm like, oh my God, is Daniel's with them? Because in my mind, I'm like, well, Daniel has to be with Mike. So they clearly say Jenny, Daniel is with them. That's fine. Daniel comes back and I'm like, baby boy. And he's like, they're saying Jenny, but I'm with you. And they say they realize that Mike does not have a vote. They realize that Jenny has a vote and Daniel has a vote and everything is at this point relying on Chanel.
Yeah. And Daniel is playing both sides.
He is playing both sides. But I would like to think up until this point and how he voted, he really is with like he's with Mike, Jenny and Chanel. Now, this is the other thing. Chanel comes back from what are we calling this island?
Shipwheel Island.
Shipwheel Island. And for me, When Chanel gets off the boat, we see her like go down. I had to rewatch this episode. She like gets off the boat. Daniel happens to be there. She like bends down and it's like,
and Daniel, yeah, what was that about?
And Daniel says, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. What's the move? But for me, I think about there is no rice. They have not eaten. Think about that challenge that we just went through. Mm. The second that they got off that challenge, Chanel just went on a boat. And if the shipwreck island is anything like 41, when we had Shan on the podcast, that's a 3-mile walk.
Wow.
So like, I'm just like, you know, for me, I feel like that moment when Chanel went down, I think the first time I watched it, I let it go. But the second time I watched it, I said, sis not in her right state of mind. And for me, it takes me back to, I only dealt in two challenges. It takes me back to my first challenge on Kageon when I was climbing up the ladder. Not Jonathan's ladder, but I was climbing up a ladder and we did that whole mission and we won. I will never forget, Wendell, when we were done and I had been training for Survivor. When I say I was depleted, I was depleted. And we had rice and we had water. And again, I can't tell you that, like, I don't know. Just something about me being a past player and just like in that moment when I rewatched it, I was just like, that's like, so Chanel dips down. Mike says, you okay? She pops back up and is like, what's the move?
These challenges are not easy.
They not.
My first one on Ghost Island was one of those big challenges, you know, and we all came back with the skin of our hands ripped off, exhausted, disgusting, dirty. These challenges are serious. When they have those huge puzzle pieces you got to lift, those things are heavy.
I don't know.
Like these challenges.
I don't know. I never listened.
These challenges beat the hell out of you for real. So yeah, I agree with Jonathan. You. When Chanel went and like bent over, she was probably exhausted. There was also a moment when she was talking with High and High had a realization. This is another moment for High when High is like, she seemed, I don't know exactly what he said.
She seemed amped. She seemed like, because she just got this information from Daniel that they were wanting to vote Jenny. And Chanel was like, we have to split the votes in order to keep our side, you know, on the right side. And so that's the movement that she's going into. And she was very adamant about the girls on Jenny, the guys on
Lydia. And High was like, she seems frazzled. He was very astute in making that.
Kudos to High, because it's important to notice things like that. And again, I don't think the first time, like I played twice, but the time that I played, I don't think that I would have been aware of something like that. And I think that, like, shout out to High for even recognizing that.
Yeah. And we get a confessional from Chanel where she says, tonight is my call. And I don't even have a vote. That's the power of my social game. Ooh, hearing that confessional, I was like, whoa.
It's the foreshadowing for me. One thing Survivor going to do, they're going to foreshadow.
If you give them the ammunition to use against you, they will do that. And yeah, so when we heard that confessional, it was like, ooh. Things aren't going to look good. Chanel might even go home.
I was a little nervous. First of all, I was also sad that like they had Jenny's name. I'm like, what did Jenna do? And also like Lydia's name. Lydia, first of all, of anybody of this whole season, it's Lydia for me. Her social media presence, her presence on the island, like where the Lydia stands at? Because I think I'm one of them.
Yeah, she's great. I'm going to have to give her a follow or something. Not she's a follow. Awesome. Should I not? Give her a follow.
And also, if anybody that's listening, I'd like Jonathan to follow me. So if any of y'all follow Jonathan, just put my name in his comments and say Bryce Isaiah is the ladder.
Matter of fact, what's Jonathan's Instagram?
It's like young Jonathan, young something.
All right. So
yes.
Okay.
Go in the comments and Jonathan, say Bryce Isaiah is the ladder. If you're my friend.
All right, guys. Look, Jonathan's Instagram is Young Strength.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know if y'all see
it. Is there a ladder emoji? Let me see if there's a ladder emoji.
Jonathan's Instagram is Young Strength. You have to go to his
Oh, there is a ladder emoji. Oh, I want y'all to put Bryce at Bryce Isaiah and say Bryce Isaiah is and do the ladder emoji.
The ladder.
But just Wendell, we're talking to you. You gonna do it? Oh.
I'll be the first to do it. This is him at Gulf Shore City Schools. And
you see him trying to buy time. You see him trying to, y'all hear him trying to buy the time.
No, because the pot ain't going to come out until Saturday.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to see it.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. There's a picture of him with the lab. Okay. Yes.
Put Bryce Isaiah. Ooh, not you got to cry. Ooh, Aquaman.
Okay. So we're going to write Bryce Isaiah says he's the ladder.
Yes. You see how he tried to maneuver it out of that? Okay, that's fine. And if y'all see that comment, I need y'all to like it and let us know that you listen to the podcast. Because listen, Jonathan.
All right. Done. Okay. So anyway, now that
I'm the ladder. Sorry, right. Xander.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I will make an observation. On this cast, we have a lot of unique, oddball sort of characters, right?
Yes.
And then you have Jonathan, this one standout Super Hulk person.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, I feel like we only get a small couple or a few of these weird standout oddballs. But on this cast, there are so many of them. And I think that's so cool.
I love it. For me, it's just the diversity of the cast in general. And I love that it's not what normally has been Survivor. I love the fact that, again, I'm going to say it all the time, the LGBTQ plus representation. The Black women representation. The Asian representation.
There's so much.
I'm here for it.
Remember the text Joey sent us earlier today?
I don't. Because I don't know what I responded, so I don't.
Well, he sent us a text saying like,
shout out to Joey Hash that was recently on the Purple Pants play by play. Check that episode out if you have not.
Yes. Well, Joey sent us a text saying, what's up with Shorty with the braids?
And we like, said, okay, I remember what I said. I said, well, which one?
And we gave him a lit because, and this, he's just getting caught up. So we were like, who you talking about? You talk about
Mariah.
You talking about Marianne. You talking about Trey. Like, there were times when there weren't any or one. And now it's like three Black women with braids. Mm. You know, like,
I think Trey had that was dreads. So cool. But still, like, yes, the fact that, like.
Does she have dreads?
I think that they.
Oh, you're talking about Mariah.
Mariah.
She had locks.
She had locks.
But they were like loose. I think it was a
different
combo.
Form. But yeah, like, you know, but the fact that we have that representation and the fact that Joey Hatch is a man that loves the woman and the fact that he sent that in the group text message and we had to like clarify which one are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Shows to the.
And he loved them all.
And he loved them all. And he literally said them all. But back to the Survivor. So.
Oh, yes. So we get to tribal council.
We get to tribal and Bay.
What a tribal.
Tribal.
Okay, so we're coming into tribal. We understand that Mike doesn't have a vote. And
we understand that Chanel, well, us as the viewers know that Chanel don't have a vote.
Right. And she doesn't know it until she gets to the voting booth. So.
But. If her plan works out how it's supposed to work out, because again, this is another thing where we go back to the Chanel plan where she said in the confessional, like, this is my episode. This is like my plan is working because she took into consideration if she did not have a vote, that the way the votes would still go her way.
Right. Because she said that the girls would vote for.
Is it Jenny?
Jenny. And then the guys would vote for.
Well,
Pie.
Isn't no, Pie, though?
Lydia.
I think the, well, I'm not sure. Who did they say the guys will vote for?
They must have said Mike.
They must have said Mike because of that alliance that she was with. They wouldn't have said Lydia because Lydia's in that alliance.
Right, right. So, okay.
Jack, where you at?
Well, see? The importance of having Jack smart behind. Actually. So anyway, long story short, we have six people on the tribe, only four of whom can vote. So we get Mike going up to the voting booth. You can't vote. Go sit down. Chanel going up to the voting booth. Hey, guess what? You can't vote because you decided to take that risk. So Daniel and Jenny then vote for
Lydia.
Lydia. Lydia and Hi vote for Jenny. So then Jeff's like, all right, well.
Split votes. Confused face. Because everybody like, well, how is this a split vote? And you only read four votes. But they don't say nothing. All right. But for me, during this process, I'm like, so are they really going to have them revote? And if they revote, that means Mike and Chanel are going to have to pretend vote. It was the pretending to vote. For me, like, I was like, oh my God, like, this is about to be epic. And also it's about to be bad because I would assume that Daniel is not going to change his vote. And we know Hi ain't going to change his vote.
Yeah. So Jeff says that there's a revote. And when there's a tie, the two players can't vote. Yeah, that, okay.
Trauma triggering.
So Jenny and Lydia couldn't vote. Mike, Daniel, and Chanel could vote. Mike and Chanel don't have votes. Hi and Daniel go up to vote. And also Mike and Chanel go up to vote, but you know, they it's don't the know
percent they... Vote. How they go up and vote, Wendell. You be Mike, I'm Chanel.
Well, guess I can't vote. All right, goodbye. I guess that's all I got.
Chanel, right, Chanel was
it's
given.
Your time to vote.
Oh.
Yeah, so they couldn't vote.
What I would give to know what was going through Chanel's mind at that time. Because again, Chanel, what we missed, what we didn't talk about was that at Tribal, she talked about what happened. And she said, like, you know, she was like, I was given a choice to risk my vote or to play it safe. And I played it safe. And it's like, and I ain't mad. Stick to the line to the end. Like, you know, you got to the wheels fall off. And let's just say on this episode, the wheels fell off.
Fell off. Yes. So Daniel and Hi go back up there. They stick with their votes because the other two people came up there and voted also. So then Probst comes down and reads two votes, which seriously confused my man, Hi.
Oh.
Hi is like,
where are the votes?
Yeah, he was confused. I like that he vocalized it instead of just sitting there trying to be whatever.
And,
you know?
And mind you, my dumb would have just sat there and been like, and so Jeff is like, well, normally we would not reveal this, but due to the circumstances, and you know, Jeff, this is the first time in Survivor.
I got a question about that, Bryce.
Yes.
What do you think about Jeff revealing it? Like, couldn't he have just, when Hi said, where are the votes?
At this point, no. At this point, because being as though that Mike and Chanel did not vote, they cannot participate in the council to figure out, will you switch a vote or are we going to rock?
They can participate in the debate.
I didn't say debate. They can't participate in the vote. Their vote doesn't matter.
You didn't say in the vote.
But that's
you
what said. I said. That's what I
meant. We finished each other's sentences.
So what yeah, I am saying is
keep
that
on calling me.
That is very important to know. Because, like, no, that's very important because ultimately it only comes down to Hi and Daniel. So, no, they have to reveal themselves. Now, what I was curious is when Jeff said that, what he would have did if, like, Chanel or Mike didn't raise their hand. Because if I'm Chanel or Mike, I'm like, I'm sticking to this lie until you call me out.
Oh, that's a good. Do you think that's a good strategy?
Then I would be like, I didn't know I didn't vote.
Okay.
I didn't know. I went up there and I voted. If y'all didn't count it, then that's on y'all.
They lost the vote?
They lost the vote.
You demand a recount?
Recount.
Where'd the votes go? Okay.
But you know, that low-key probably would piss Jeff off.
Yeah. You don't want to get Jeff mad.
So it is up to High and Daniel to either come to a consensus of whether it is Lydia or whether it is Jenny, or they go to Rocks. Now, this is the part that I was confused about. If they were to go to Rocks, the only people that would be safe is Jenny and Lydia.
So if they go to Rocks, yes, Jenny and Lydia are safe, which means there's High, Chanel, Daniel, and Mike, which means if High went to Rocks, he has a 25% chance of getting his, go ahead.
His Rocks off?
So no, what I'm saying is, if it's High, Chanel, Daniel, and Mike,
then it's 25% you go home.
But Chanel, Daniel, and Mike are aligned, so there's a 75% chance that someone that is not in his alliance goes home.
Nope.
Okay, fine. But we'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
The beginning is Daniel saying, "Hey, I don't want to go to Rocks."
Which is what everyone would do, but this is where the dilemma comes in at, is that then Daniel says, I knew that Chanel didn't have a vote, which he did not know. And he said, I was voting for Chanel and doing what Chanel wanted me to do.
Yes, he was throwing Chanel under the bus. But what I'm trying to say is he started his argument by saying he doesn't want to go to Rocks.
And what's wrong with that?
Because then High, in knowing, this guy is going to do anything not to go to Rocks. So my position is just going to be, all right, I don't want to vote Lydia out. I'm standing firm on that, and I'm willing to go to Rocks on that.
And
so the only one that can bend
is
the one that.
All right. See, okay. So it does pay to have a friend that is a winner, because I'm like, I will go out there and say, I'm not trying to go to Rocks. So what y'all trying to do? So, but I guess that I completely understand what you're saying. That makes sense. And here's the thing. Shout out to Mother High, because did he just strong? Literally, it's literally three against one, or, you know, like, even though Mike and Chanel don't have a vote, but him standing his ground literally changed the landscape of
the tribe.
The tribe.
He did. I don't know if I would have been smart enough to do that right there on the spot. Okay. On the spot. But what this man did was, in saying I'm not bending, because say he voted out Lydia, his ally.
He would be at the bottom.
Not only would he be at the bottom, he would have zero allies. Chanel, Daniel, and Jenny and Mike would all have an easy outlet if they ever go back to tribal. What he did was, he said, I'm going to fight for this ally of mine. He was able to swing Daniel over to where Daniel's like, hey, Lydia, please, will you hold this against me going forward?
And who won't say yes?
He throws Chanel under the bus. Cool. He creates a huge rift. And now, High, Daniel, and Lydia are the majority.
The majority.
Mike has no vote, and Chanel is an outcast, basically. So High just made a brilliant move to flip the tribe when it could have went the exact opposite way, and he could have been the sole person on the bottom.
And here's another thing that I also like in watching the episode, like, I felt like, know when to jump ship. And again, I just say that because watching this episode was just not similar, but just it gave me very reminiscent of Kageyan. And I think that for me, I allowed the personal level. Spicy Brycey was dot, dot, dot. It's Alexis, you know. However, Survivor is a physical game. Survivor is a social game, but also Survivor is a numbers game. At the end of the day, Sandra Diaz Twine, who will be at the Bryson Wynn Presents on April 6th in DC, tickets available in the bios of Wendell and Bryce and the Bryson Wynn Present. Click it now. She won twice by saying, I go with the numbers.
Yeah.
And like,
I can piggyback off that too. You're absolutely right, Bryce. You got to know when to jump off a sinking ship. And I learned that the very hard way in Winners at War with Jeremy. Jeremy's big bro. That's my dog. I mean, I don't rock with him now because he voted me out.
No, we love him now.
Jeremy's big bro. But in Winners at War, at the merge, everyone was going to write my name down except for my closest allies, Michelle and Nick.
But here's
Jeremy tried to fight for. Go ahead. Did,
but here's the thing. Let's call a thing a thing. Winners at War was pre diversity initiative.
Okay, let me finish okay, mine, and then we'll
and
get
then
to
I go there because yeah. I'm gonna go there because yeah, yeah. That's my brother, and yeah, I'm gonna stick beside him.
All right. So, but everyone was like, all right, everyone was on the Wendell vote, and Jeremy, he tried to sway a couple, couldn't do it.
He said,
and
see ya.
In tribal, he used a firefighter analogy, basically like you got to rush out of a burning building, and I guess I was the burning
not you
building.
Burning.
So no. I guess I was the burning building. So I learned that the hard way in Winners at War, along with many other lessons. And now in seeing this with Daniel jumped ship. He knew when to fold him, jump ship, and we'll see how far that gets him.
Right.
We'll see if that can, you know, get him a few more votes in. You were saying?
I was just piggybacking because one thing is for sure, Wendell, you're one of my best friends in the world. And I know as much as we joke about being the first boot on the merge, I know how much that affected you. And I think what bothers me about that is because you made the merge and us as viewers, you just, and I know going into season 40, Wendell is a fanatic of Survivor. Like he was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be with Boston Rock. Like, you know, like he was excited. And so when you see him and Jeremy dapping it up, that's literally Wendell just being like, oh my God. And what bothered me through the edit was like, Wendell and Jeremy are a thing. Oh, and why is that? Because you see two black brothers dapping it up, and now all of a sudden, they're a threat. How are...
There were a lot of hugs at the merge, too. You know, a lot of people gave hugs. But our hug and, was a thing.
Right. That became a thing. And so, again, when we talk about this initiative, and we talk about the fact that there is LGBTQ plus representation, there is more than one token person of color. It really means a lot. And I think that like just in that scenario in itself, Wendell just being his weird, like nerdy, like, oh my God, Jeremy, I love you. I love to put out a fire with you. Like him just like fanning out. They turned it into a target. I'm just leaving it at that.
To put a button on that, Bryce. On Winners at War, there were what? Me and Jeremy were the only black people out there. But with this new initiative, say there's a Winners 2 or something, like...
The diversity would be crazy.
Bryce, I can't imagine what you would have done on Cogian with 50% BIPOC. I can't imagine I can't imagine if Winners at War was 50% BIPOC. Like, fortunately, we're...
And let's just be clear,
now.
Like we are not taking away from the winners that won. Like that is not what we are saying here, because, you know, we got to speak to the haters. We have to speak to the people that will like go against this. We are not saying that. What we are saying is that like there is a difference in equal playing field. That's all.
Yeah, it's equal now. And the winners, the composition of the winners is going to be reflected. And we saw that with Erica winning, Canadian of Filipino descent. Like, we're going to see it going forward. And so now, if there was another Winners at War in,
or just
say,
another
20
like,
years.
Second chances.
You know, on another second chances, hopefully they call Bryce.
And Jonathan.
And Jonathan. But Jonathan might win this one. So if I see him on Winners at War too. If they call me,
okay.
I just think the composition will be a little different.
Here is another thing before we get into the end of this. The one thing that I will say about Jonathan is that, like, I love Jonathan. And listen, make sure y'all tag him. I am the ladder. I think that him showing out so much, and mind you, it probably was just innate for him. Did I use that word right?
Well, let's see how you...
It's innate for him to just like, you know, be a leader, to help, to like, to be the strong one. However, I feel like that sealed his deal that he will not win. Honestly, because if he makes the merge, he has to be the first to go. He could literally pick all of us up.
You've been watching my tweets.
No, I've been giving you your tweets.
You're right. Him showing out like that, which is just him bringing his team to win.
He can have another prize. Puts a huge
target on his back.
Yes. Like, who would want to go to the merge with him on individual immunity challenges that could be strength based alone?
Yeah. So he put a huge target on his back. We'll see what but he's also a social player.
No, he is. No, I love his. I wish I was O. I wish I was O. Like, I love his relationship.
Which might put an even bigger target on him. So we'll see how he does. No, for sure.
And so back to Tribal. Chanel gets offended that Daniel throws her under the bus. And I love my girl Chanel, and I've been there. Y'all see the dot, 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 dot. Sometimes your emotion gets the best of me. The big brother in me wants to be like, to come through the screen and be like, Chanel, let him flip. Pull back. You can handle this at camp, but not in this public showing. It does not do well for the Chanel stock, for everyone else that's watching. But however, I know what it's like to be out there, and I know what it's like to be like, you know what? I'm about to cause a scene. We about to like, when I say my heart went out for Chanel,
Yeah. So we were sitting at home like, Chanel, don't like, Keep those responses. Don't respond. Like, he's trying to throw you under the bus. All right, cool. Maybe it's time for you to jump ship too right now. Yeah, don't defend yourself. Don't be trying to ride right now for Jenny or anything. Like, just sit back. You made it through the night. It's all about making it through that night. And instead, and I don't know if I would have been able to sit back in the heat of the moment like that. She defended herself and her actions and whatnot. And it looks like just defending yourself like that could really alienate or isolate you going forward. So, word to the wise, for those who are going out on Survivor, and I say this to people that come back after a blindside, after your ally just got lost, treat it like it's the best thing that just happened. Like, understand that if you made it through that night, anything can happen the next day. It's about how you react, and it's about how you get hit, you take that blow. If you're still in the game, you're still in the game. That's what Survivor's about.
You live to see another day. And again, like I was saying, know when to jump ship. I think that although I love, respect, and completely understand why Chanel reacted the way she did, and again, what they say, Monday morning quarterbacking, here's the thing, girl. If Jenny gone, you don't got to worry about how she feel. Mike's by himself. Daniel by himself. You can join Lydia and like, know when to jump off the Titanic. And yeah. I say that to anybody that's listening that will be a future player, because we know that the Purple Pants Posse, y'all going to be players of Survivor. Know when to jump ship. But it was definitely hard to watch just with my own baggage going into it and just knowing how hard that could have been.
Yeah.
So ultimately, what happens?
Ultimately, a friend of ours, Jenny, gets sent home, sadly, because Daniel jumped ship. They don't want to go to Rocks. Daniel and Hi vote for Jenny. She goes home.
We love Queen Jenny. So, first of all, shout out to Jenny. Collateral damage, like I feel like I sort of was. So, sucks. But she played a good game. I was not collateral damage. But here's the thing, though. Maybe we can settle this. So is Jenny the third boot, but fourth eliminated?
Yes.
Okay. So I should be welcoming her into my third boot club.
Instead of?
Mariah. Here's the thing. I'm going to welcome both the queens. Both the queens in my book, third boots. Love them. And, you know, wish they could have went farther.
You can have them. They'll both be in the third boot club.
Listen, too. And it's life after the third or fourth elimination. Let me just say that.
Case in point.
Hello. It was a lot to unpack this episode, and I am so happy that I was able to have the first merge boot on Winners at War. Wendeezy, another amazing Survivor News episode. Make sure you tune in every week as we recap your Survivor News. Please ensure that you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you show this video some love on YouTube. Hit the thumbs up. Type in the comments respectfully your opinion. What you think? What you think? And also, make sure you go to that Instagram and you let Jonathan know who the ladder is. But before we go, Wendeezy, what is happening April 6th in Washington, D.C.?
April 6th, Washington, D.C., Bryson Webb present the District 42. We're going back to proper 21K. We're going to be watching the newest episode of Survivor. It's going to be great. We got incredible guests coming, and our guest list just keeps growing as far as these reality stars that are coming. So you might be very surprised with who you see in there, but you know the queen will be in attendance. Sandra Diaz-Swiven will be there, and it's going to be an epic event. And then we plan on going elsewhere.
Oh, it's getting very windy.
Windy. We're going somewhere windy next. And then we might go somewhere elsewhere.
Oh, sunny.
So you never know. You never know where we gonna be at, perp.
Listen, we out here. This has been your Survivor News. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We appreciate it. Know when to jump ship. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. This has been your now I'm trying to outdance me. And that is going to conclude this week's Survivor News. Thank you so much for tuning in, showing your baby boys some support. We'll be back next week as a trio with Jack, Wendell, and myself. Make sure you head over to that YouTube page, Bryce Isaiah. Comment on the video, give it a thumbs up. And of course, make sure you're subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever there is podcast. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits your subscription. Hit that subscribe button, write a review, give your baby boy some 5 stars, and don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Where are the votes? Cause it's the purple pants, it's the purple pants, it's the purple pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the purple pants, it's the purple pants.